Let's talk about you. How are you feeling after getting yourself a brand new bionic knee?
Good. It's slow. It's a slow deal, but you know, they've all, our guys told me that I'll be happy after a couple months. You know, the first month isn't that easy, but once it starts feeling better, they said that I'd be thinking, why didn't I get this done earlier?
But I have to think the toughest part for you is any time they tell you to take it slow.
Actually, I really needed it. You know, I was hobbled around so much this year, I couldn't wait to get my feet up for a couple months. So it's been about a little over a month, and now I'm getting a little antsy.
Well, I'll bet. Speaking of a health report, how is John Farrell doing?
He's doing good. He's in Florida. He's real close to the water there. He grew up on the water. He's getting stronger. He went through a pretty tough phase toward the end of the season where they really doubled up on the chemo, and they felt like they could do it because he's a great, big, strong guy. And they hit it a little extra. And everything that our doctors are saying is that he's coming on like gangbusters.
Well, that's great news indeed. Well, let's talk about some of the developments with the team. It's been an interesting couple of weeks here, starting with the announcement yesterday that this coming season will be the last one for David Ortiz. Were you surprised by that announcement?
A little bit, but, you know, he's been such a great player and such a great teammate and such a great guy to coach. You know, you always look at great players that you have great admiration for, and you wonder, are they going to call it quits before they get on that downhill slope, or are they going to call it quits while they're still ahead and still healthy? And he's still real healthy, other than his feet, and he's still ultra successful. So I like to see athletes, if they're going to bow out while they're still on top.
And I get the impression, Brian, that the David Ortiz that the fans know and love isn't all that different than the David Ortiz that you see coming to work every day.
It's amazing. You know, you have a great deal of respect when you're wearing another uniform and you're competing against him. You have a lot of respect on, you know, you're fearful for the entire series whenever he gets a toehold in the batter's box. But once, I feel like I've been blessed to be his teammate since 2013. I've found out that he's even better than advertised when you were in the same uniform. He's tremendously respectful to his manager, to all of his coaches, and to his teammates. He's very humble, and he's just a guy that everybody in that clubhouse loves.
Let's talk about one of the guys that you worked a lot with and we saw tremendous progress in this year. Can you talk about the development of both defensively and offensively of Xander Bogaerts?
Xander had a great year for us. He's still a puppy, so, you know, he came to us in 2013 and actually learned on the run, which is real difficult to do, and especially in the environment that we were in 2013. He came to us and played a prominent role at third base in the playoffs and World Series, and then the next year we asked him to be our frontline shortstop for the entire year, and that's a difficult thing for a kid that is still learning how to play the game. He hasn't played a lot of baseball, but 2014 was a year where he was still trying to figure out how to play the game. So he had that look in his eye like, I hope I can do this. And after that year and going through all the failures, he came into spring training last year, and you could see toward the end of spring training and early in the season that he had a different look in his eye, and it was that look of, I know I can do this. So it's amazing what a little success will do to a player, especially a young player, and how that confidence will grow and how different a player that guy can become. And he certainly has turned the corner, and we expect him to continue to keep getting better offensively and defensively.
Well, another young guy who really stepped it up this year and seems to have a pretty high ceiling is Mookie Betts. He's just such a fun guy to watch. Is his work ethic all that it appears to be?
It sure is, Rich. He's as hard a worker as there is on the team. You know, we hadn't even played much outfield until last year. I'm speaking of the season before. But he worked so hard to become a better outfielder. It was evident that he had made big strides. So he's a talented guy, a great teammate. He wants to be a great player, so we're really pleased with the type of guy we're getting, and we're confident that he's going to continue to keep getting better because of that work ethic that you were talking about.
We're talking with Brian Butterfield here on Downtown. How is this transition going to work with Hanley Ramirez moving over to first base? Is he willing to put in the time to do it, and are you confident that you can help turn him into a Major League first baseman?
Well, we're hopeful, Rich. You know, the one thing that was working against us last year is he's had back problems, and he had a tough time during the year, not just swinging the bat, but anything that he tried to do defensively in the outfield, and even at the end when we tried to move him to the infield, there was some discomfort and there were some limitations to the amount of work that he could do. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. I know that Dave Dombrowski is very hopeful that Hanley can turn the corner health-wise, because if he can do that, we can certainly put in a lot of work during spring training to at least try to become a quality Major League first baseman. And that becomes really critical for the rest of your infielders, because basically being able to get over that base and handle different throws from your third baseman, shortstop, and second base, I mean, are very important, because you're handling the psyche of those guys. If they have confidence throwing the ball over there to a guy that can maneuver around the base, it just makes them better defensively also.
Pablo Sandoval had some defensive struggles early on, but late in the season we saw the kind of defensive third baseman that he was for all those years in the National League. Did he experience some of that pressure, and did it get to him early on being in Boston?
That's a good question. I don't think it was so much the pressure as when he first came to spring training, he was in good shape. He was a big man, but we saw real good feet. We saw good actions. He was throwing the ball well. And then as the season progressed, he sustained some injuries that he didn't complain about. He tried to fight through those injuries. He played through them and wasn't as effective offensively or defensively, but he never complained through the whole process, so I think a lot of his teammates admired him for that. But Pablo's a good player, and he always has been. We had got a chance to watch him be a world champion on three different occasions with the Giants, and he's another guy that's a quality guy and a good teammate and a good guy to work with as a coach, and I would expect him to have a big bounce back year, and hopefully he can stay healthy so he can be the type of player we thought he was.
Well, and you've already taken steps to shore up the bullpen, too. The acquisition of Craig Kimbrell at the back of that bullpen makes everybody better, it would seem, with the ability to move Koji into the eighth inning, Tozawa to the seventh. That's got to give you some confidence.
Yeah, it does. And I think there's, pitching. I think the great teams have a lot of pitching, and I'm sure that Dave's not done with the things that he wants to do, not only in our rotation but in our bullpen. And Kimbrell is certainly a great arm. And the first time I ever saw him in Atlanta, I remember going back to the dugout, and I actually told a couple of the coaches, it's the first time I've ever been able to hear the fastball come out of a pitcher's hand. So it's an electric arm. He's been tremendously successful. He's a veteran guy, so you know he's not afraid. So I think this is a great pickup for us.
Brian, before we let you go, I want to know what will make you happier. Is that the Patriots win over the Giants last week, or if they can beat Rex Ryan thoroughly on Monday night?
Oh, both of those would be sweet. That was a great win in against the Giants, and there were a bunch of guys over here, and it was fun because they're so beat up right now, but it goes to show you that they have great depth and they have great coaching, and they were able to overcome that. Just worried about somebody getting hurt, and they came out of that relatively healthy. But anytime you can beat a team within your own division, I expect that they will play very well against Buffalo, especially with possibly three of their offensive linemen returning.
Brian, it's great to talk with you as always. Hope you and the family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and good luck on continued success with that rehab, and we hope to see you sprinting around the bases in spring training.
Thank you, Rich. Great talking to you always.